Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It's Tuesday, December 1st, 2020, and it's time to get an update here from city officials here. Manhattan City Commission meets tonight, 7 o'clock, and as we do every couple weeks, we have our regular segment here with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
You bet. It's certainly a pleasure. Sorry, I missed you guys here the last time you were on. I was out battling COVID myself. Luckily, made a nice recovery here, and we have some other folks here at the station that are out right now. And you know, everybody's dealing with this. I think I don't know too many people that haven't been impacted in some way by COVID, and coming off of one of our worst months, really, here the month of November. And your city meeting here tonight will have a little bit of discussion on something very related to that tonight.
Definitely. We have for the commission's consideration tonight the face mask ordinance, which the commission approved back in August to renew it through the end of the year. So the current ordinance is effective and until the end of 2020. And this ordinance that's in front of the commissioners tonight extends. It's actually, it's a new ordinance. It's the same provisions essentially as the current ordinance, just we're suggesting that the ordinance do have a new ending date of May 21st. And we picked that based on both the school district and K-State have expressed their support for a face mask ordinance. And so we felt like that date kind of helped get them through their next semester in the spring, and then hopefully reassess where things are. It's also written in such a way that, you know, if things do improve and we've got vaccine distribution and we see things curtailing, then the commission can end it at any time. But right now, that's the recommended. That's something the commission can certainly talk about and discuss tonight, whether they want to change that deadline or not.
All right. So not a hard deadline there. But obviously, certainly worth bringing up here tonight, as we've seen in the month of November, I think we had over 1,500 cases just in Riley County alone. Of course, Manhattan's in two counties. So you got Riley, you got Pottawatomie, and a lot of folks come up here from Geary County as well. Everywhere we're seeing a rise in cases here. So, Yusha, I'll just kind of go off to you here. Is this pretty much a no-brainer here? Do you think this gets extended tonight?
I wouldn't say a no-brainer. I do think there'll still probably be some discussion over it because Riley County commissioners did put in a requirement also in order number 19. But like you said, this also we extend also into Pottawatomie County. And I think it's just to be clear and be on the same message that we've been on the forefront of this since summer as far as our face mask mandate. And because of it, even though we've spiked dramatically in November, I think it would have been worse before November, like in August, September, October, if we did not have it. We were seeing that in our surrounding communities. So we still need to be cautious. I think, like I said, and like Ron said, USD 383, Kansas State University, they're still going to have it in place. We hope we get a vaccine soon enough that everybody can have a vaccine. But I think this is just one of those simple measures that we still just need to put in there. We've had a lot of letters of support. People have emailed us, the chamber, Kansas State University, like I said, the school district have sent letters of support. So there may be a little bit of discussion, but not as lengthy discussion as we had earlier in the summer.
Right. So this has been in place since August, if I remember right. Is that correct?
The current one, and that was an extension of a previous one that was approved. I think that version was approved in April.
April or July. June or July, I think, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, I'm looking around at other cities here in the state. I think Manhattan's done a pretty good job keeping the numbers relatively, I mean, manageable, I suppose. I don't know if low is the right term anymore, because we have 300-plus active cases. But, you know, I've been looking around the state. I know Emporia, I keep eye on that area. I used to live there. and their cases are much higher. They've had several more deaths down there in Lyon County. But for the most part, I feel like the mask ordinance, I don't know if that's a big part of it, but I assume it probably is, keeping the numbers manageable here.
I think it is, but I mean, I think saying numbers manageable is reducing the impact that we have going on in our community. I agree. I think our numbers are really spiking and have really put a huge burden on our healthcare staff and medical field, as well as our teachers and businesses and such, and employees, essential workers across the board. But if we didn't have it, I think we would have been at a worst case scenario. We don't have a great scenario right now because everything is spiking and, you know, it's the numbers are huge. But we're getting hospitalizations more than ever before. We were averaging one death a week for the past 4 or 5 weeks. And even though there's beds in the hospital, staffing is the difficult part. And you know, the testing has been, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of staff and a lot of volunteers and everything else to not only test, but do contact tracing. So the impact is huge. So this is just a simple measure that we can slow the spread. We're not going to get rid of it, and it's not a cure, but it's just to reduce the droplets from going from one person to another.
Yep. Yeah, I would just add that, you know, I think we are seeing spread among all age groups. You know, back in October, we had, you know, the number, the age group that dominated our cases, about 73% was in that college age, 18 to 24 year olds. That percentage right now is 59%. Mm-hmm. So it's really broadened out and starting to spread to the other age groups. And it's, you know, I think it's part of the, what I call pandemic fatigue that folks have, that are just wearing on folks, and people kind of let their guard down in social settings, seems to be the case. And different types of gatherings where that's very easy to spread the virus. And the masks certainly help mitigate that spread, along with the other parameters of social distancing and hygiene and all of those things. So the things like the mask ordinance that helps limit it is certainly beneficial. And having availability of PPE is not as big of an issue as it has been. So it's just it's an important component of helping to keep things under control. And fortunately, we haven't seen, and hopefully we won't see, our hospital get out of control from a perspective of beds, like we see to our neighbors to the east, where they're battling with capacity, and many other hospitals around the state. But they are battling, you know, with staffing levels. So just because you got beds, you got to have staff that can staff those facilities. And that's been the challenge, not necessarily at the hospital, although I think that certainly could be the case, but certainly it is happening at a lot of our medical facilities and offices in town. And maybe not they're positive, but they're in a quarantine because they've been exposed. And it's the same thing that you mentioned, Brandon, that it affects your workforce, whether you have it or whether you're a close contact or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, no question. We have a caller waiting on the line, has a question or a comment here, so we'll get to him next. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Please don't take any of these comments out of context that I'm complaining or unhappy with anyone. It appears to me that we have too many cooks going to spoil the broth. If you think back, the mayor wanted masks. The county didn't. The state does. The federal government does. Pott County's going to stay, going to opt out. Riley County's going to stay in. Let's look at the facts. When it went up here, and don't take this wrong either, my family's been connected with Kansas State University. Actually, it was KSAC at the time. In 2 years, for 100 years. So I'm here because of Kansas State. I'm not against them. But it spiked when the students came back in that 18, 20-year-old to 30-year-old age. They were in the bars. So several fraternities and sororities were hot spots. Let's face it, that's where it started. Well, we won't have it now because they're not going to be here. That's not going to be good for Manhattan, our biggest employer. Actually, I guess the federal government's the biggest employer in Manhattan. But anyway, let's put someone, I thought that the county health lady was in charge. She should be. If we're going to have somebody in this area in charge, we can't have everybody in charge. Everybody can't be on the front line. Everybody can't sit on the 50-yard line. And my father used to say, I never saw a touchdown scored at the 50-yard line. So why don't we just let someone be in charge? Because when it's all said and done, there's going to be more said than done, and there's going to be more deaths. I've been on a Jim Bohannon show two or three times, and I tell him, Manhattan, Kansas, here's what we're doing. We're wearing masks, laying low, and praying. We need to do that on a local level. Thank you very kindly. You're all doing a great job. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Brandon, I just want to speak to a couple of those comments. I think for the university, it's true when the students came back, we did see a spike. But I don't think it's going to be a fact that because students after Thanksgiving and the classes are going online that we're going to see a decrease. Most of those students come back. They live in Manhattan. They have about 300 right now back in the residential halls. But a great majority of students have leases in our housing and apartments in the city of Manhattan. So after Thanksgiving, most of them are back in town. And some of them are back here because they don't have Wi-Fi in their own hometowns. So I don't think we're going to see a dramatic decrease of students. And I don't think we're going to see a dramatic decrease of positive cases. And the reason I say that about COVID is because as the weather gets colder, we're going to be having a lot more gatherings indoors as opposed to having restaurants where we can eat outdoors. More people are going to congregate indoors. And whatever they may consider as safe, or my family is safe, or my neighbors are safe, or my grandparents are safe, we're doing everything right. There's more small gatherings with dinners and such, where people are contracting it from each other, whether it's birthday parties, little receptions. You know, you might have more Christmas parties at this time of the year. Whatever it is, there's more indoor space, and it's hard to socially distance when you're having fun with your friends. So I think December, I anticipate seeing something similar to what we saw in November, with or without students. So
yeah, that's a good point. And you know, the one thing is, and I've been saying this a lot, is we can tell people not to go to 4th of July celebrations in the summer or to Easter service in the spring. But Thanksgiving and Christmas are two of the most popular holidays of the year, and it's such a hard sell to tell people not to go see their families, short of locking people down and telling, you know, having stay-at-home orders, which we don't have right now, and all you can really do is just encourage it.
Right, and we saw there was even though people were told to stay home, I mean, the airlines were packed. So, you know, we will see what happens with in about 10 days. What kind of increase we will see, but you know, you're right. It's just human nature to be with family at this time. So
yeah, all right. Well, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back more with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear on In Focus News Radio KMAN.